Ho, 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 ho. Nobody shoots at Santa Claus. How about that? This is the Absolute Philosopher here in Campo, California, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, telling you that nobody shoots at Santa Claus. Now, what in the world does that mean? Nobody shoots at Santa Claus. Well, that's an interesting idea. Who would ever want to shoot at Santa Claus? Who would ever want to be unkind to Santa Claus? Well, that's a good question. We really don't know who would want to be unkind to Santa Claus, but who wants to find out? Santa Claus is an image. It's the image of a jolly old gent who goes around the world bringing presents to all the boys and girls in every home, no matter where they may be. He comes down the chimney, he goes into the homes, he is magic man. He doesn't need the chimney because he can just click his fingers or snip his nose and down the chimney he goes. And he has a sleigh and he has 8 tiny reindeer, and they're wonderful reindeer that just take him all over the world. Now, have you ever heard of such a fanciful, unrealistic approach to anything, to especially the telling the stories to children? You know, children like fantasy, they like imagination, they like things that are outrageous. But when you tell them the story of Santa Claus and they are of the right age, they believe that. In fact, we must come to the awareness that children believe everything we tell them, basically. And we have to be very careful what we tell children, because we are the Santa Claus in every child's life. We are the Santa Claus in every adult's life. For what we say is what the adult and the child believes and knows and listens to and follows. Now, are we going to tell the child, are we going to tell the adult fanciful things that never could be true? Well, Santa Claus is an image. Santa Claus is an ideal. Santa Claus is a wonderful, giving, generous being who has no ulterior motive in the entire universe except to bring happiness to all the boys and girls in the world. Now, some people have painted Santa Claus as putting coal in the stockings of bad children and looking at his book to see who's naughty or nice. And all these things come out of imagery that we have had about God, how God visualizes his creation and how God checks on his creation to see whether they're naughty or nice. Well, I don't think that God needs to check on us to see if we're naughty or nice. I don't think that Santa Claus checks on the children to see if they're naughty or nice. Santa Claus has one thing in mind, one purpose in mind. The image of Santa Claus is to be freely giving to every child on the face of the earth whatever desire they have in their heart, whatever dream they have in their heart. The philosophy that's behind this, the psychology that's behind this, is so much broader than just the Christmas tree and the giving and the remembrance of Christ at Christmas. It's so much broader. It's the remembrance that within each one of us are dreams and goals, and we ask Santa Claus for them. And Santa Claus is our own inner wisdom. Santa Claus is our own inner awareness. Most children know that Mommy and Daddy play the role of Santa Claus. And if they don't know it, they find it out one time or another. And it doesn't shake their belief, because they know that their mother or father has been very interested in whatever is for their happiness, whatever makes them feel good. And so, that's not a bad image, that's not a bad fantasy for them to have. But the bigger fantasy that stands beside all of this is the fantasy that whatever we wish for, whatever we want, whatever we dream of, whatever ideas we have in our mind that we would like to have, we can tell it to some mythical character who will bring it forth for us. Now, we have not come so far yet as to say that mythical character is ourself. But the day will come when we do that. And the day will come, as the parents teach their children, that Santa Claus is themselves, and that they can go out and give gifts to their friends. They can go out and give gifts to their parents and their brothers and sisters and to the people in their world. They can go out and be the Santa Claus for all the world. Now, as the stories often are told, Santa Claus missed the house of some poor little child. And so this other child who heard about it, whether he's rich or poor, or whether he's just got whatever he's got, he says, "Mommy, can I take my present and give it to Jimmy? He didn't get a present from Santa Claus." And if the mother has any wisdom about her at all, and she surely does, she says, "You go right ahead. You go right ahead." You see, teaching giving, teaching love, teaching unconditional love for everyone in our world starts in that little gem within us, starts in that little idea within us that says, we are important. We can do great things. Though we may just give a little gift that we have to a neighbor child who doesn't have something, this is the start of the giving, the generosity, the openness, the Santa Claus of our nature. And as the Santa Claus of our nature grows and grows, we become philanthropic. We give more and more. We share more and more. We love more and more. Now, we started our statement here with nobody shoots at Santa Claus. Well, you see, Santa Claus is an image. Santa Claus is an ideal. And generally speaking, nobody shoots at an ideal. They would rather support the ideal and encourage the ideal. It's just the older brothers and sisters who have woke up to the idea that there is no Santa Claus, that really Mommy and Daddy are Santa Claus. And really, that's the case. Mommy and Daddy are Santa Claus. And then they want to tell their little brother, "Oh, you're still dreaming of that sort of thing, of some guy outside the house, some person outside the house coming to bring gifts to you. Why, it's right inside the house here. It's your own mom and dad." And now, you see, the psychology and the philosophy continue there. We think that outside sources can bring to us our good. We think that outside sources can bring to us the love, the joy, the peace, the harmony, the abundance, the health, the wholeness that we want. Whereas Santa Claus is right inside. Santa Claus is right inside, right in our home, right in our beings. And when we turn to the Santa Claus within ourselves and we say, "Santa Claus, I'd like to have wholeness. I've been sick." And the Santa Claus inside of us says, well, start saying, "I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect." The Santa Claus in us gives us the gift of recognition that we create in our world whatever it is we put in our consciousness. That we bring that into our world from inside of ourselves. We bring that into our outer world by what we think inside of ourselves and what we say inside of ourselves and how we live inside of ourselves. And yes, Santa Claus is in us. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. Santa Claus is within us. And that Santa Claus will always be within us because that is who we are. We are the source, we are the giver, and we are the receiver of the gifts. Now, how are you going to create Santa Claus in your life? Are you going to kill off the old boy? You're going to shoot him? You're going to take him away from the children? Oh, well, who would never do that? You never take candy away from a child, you know. Well, we do. When we teach a child to believe in something outside of himself, we teach a child to say, "Santa Claus is inside of me. I am Santa Claus. I am the giver of all gifts. And when I pray or think or wish for things for myself, that's me speaking to myself. And when I tell Mommy and Daddy, Santa Claus is going to bring me a new bike, and lo and behold, a new bike comes." But it's you who put the cause in motion. You as the child, you as the dreamer, you who says, "Santa Claus, my indwelling spirit, my indwelling love, my indwelling reality, is bringing me the gift of all goodness, of all joy. Is bringing me the gift that makes me most happy. Today, let's teach ourselves that Santa Claus is right inside, and that nobody would shoot Santa Claus, because that's our dreams, that's our desires, that's our goals, that's our aspirations, that's our bigness. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.